Welcome to the Martial Art of Self podcast, a podcast about bringing the essence of martial arts back to self. Hi everyone, this is Alden, and in today's episode we are talking about what is real training. So today I would like to discuss the word and the concept of training. For a very long time, I would only associate the word training to exercising, like going to the gym to work out, doing sports, exercising for sports, exercising one's muscles, one's tendons, one's bones, one's bodily structure, and going to one's martial arts class and doing the practice and the exercise thereof and so on. So it would mainly be associated to actions and to movements that focus on the body only, and they're also primarily only the exterior part or the superficial part of the body, which we mostly associate with strength, with power and fitness, which is the muscles and one's bodily shape, how one essentially looks like. But I have come to understand and to realize for myself that training is so much more than just that. Mostly for me and for many others, we associate and connect training and divert training to external exercises and movements that build the body, like muscles, power, speed, appearance only, instead of seeing and realizing and understanding that within and as the word training are many more deeper levels, meanings and expressions than just that which I, for myself, for example, have come to understand of the word and of the expression and of the concept of training that I also have mainly built through hearing it from others in this world and throughout my life, and it being taught to me by others in this world who have also fallen, I would say, victim to the same trap as the ones before them, meaning in limiting the word and the expression and the concept and the action we call training to mainly only the building of physical muscle, the building of a egotistical or of a ego-based quote-unquote toughness, a mental and an emotional state of being tough and feeling or being or seeing ourselves as or thinking of ourselves as superior and being essentially arrogant. And so have mostly only copied the understanding and the definition of the word, the concept and the movements, the expression that is training from others, and so also have only accepted training to be for ourselves, to be mostly, mainly focused only on the building of superficial aspects, of superficial states and superficial characteristics of the body and of the self. Where, for myself, I've seen that I have thought, believed, and defined the word, the concept, the movement, the expression, and the action of training is only the building, the expanding, and the creation of superficial aspects of my body and of my individuality, of myself, if you will, such as the building of muscles, the building of speed, the building of martial arts technique, becoming mentally or emotionally quote-unquote tough, as in not giving a fuck about others and having through that and or what they say or think of me and so on in my life and my choices and decisions and basically what I do and how I live. And having through that an appearance of toughness and of solidity, if you will, that I associated with my wish for perceiving myself and being perceived by others as strong, powerful, and a force not to be reckoned with, if you will, or taken advantage of, or otherwise emotionally or mentally hurt or attempted to be hurt by and through others. And I haven't accepted and I haven't allowed myself to look deeper into the word, the concept, the movement, the expression, and the action that is training for myself, instead of copying it from others, and find for myself what it truly is and what it truly means. What is training for me? And so to see, to understand the depth and the breadth of the word training, and that training stretches across all parts of my life in everything I do. Meaning that training is synonymous to practice, to living, and application. And so training is the practice, the living, and the application of a movement or of an expression that I do in the physical reality. And that physical doing of that physical, of that application, that action that I do is the training, is the practice, and is the teaching myself, and the teaching my body, and the teaching my mind a new way of living and being towards something or someone. For example, let's take an example when, for example, let's say I used to get mad and angry and express that anger in an unpleasant and not so nice ways or words and behaviors towards someone in my past. But now I've worked on myself, and now I take a deep breath and slow myself down, and instead of blowing out and exploding in anger towards someone and maybe even hurting them physically or emotionally through my words and behaviors, I first calm myself down through, let's say, breathing. I look at the point that irritates me within myself and see how and where did I contribute to it, and how and where can I correct and change this which contributed to it inside myself first. And then I do that. Or if I'm unable, I remove myself simply from the situation till I calm myself down actively working on calming myself down for breathing and writing or journaling or talking it out with someone. And if I see I will be unable to, in this short period of time, of this moment of interaction and reaction to this person or thing, to get myself again to be stable within myself and know and see that I will likely end up exerting my emotional anger onto something or someone and create consequences, most likely for me and the other, and then I remove myself till I calm myself down, this very different approach to this situation of, in this example, me being and reacting in anger to something is training. Meaning that I am training myself, I am training my mind, and I'm training my body to live and to be in different states, if you will, and different relationships and different approaches to, for example, reacting to a situation or a person in anger. Because let's say they did something that is one of my pet peeves. Or another example is, let's take an example of training to understand that that it is also training when I am, let's say, doing a Tai Chi standing exercise and I'm 20 minutes into it, let's say, out of, let's say, 25 minutes total, and I still have 5 minutes to go, and I start tensing up and I start holding my bodily muscles and my structure tenses up. But I know within myself, from my teachings and the teachings that I follow, that the point of this exercise is that there is a great emphasis on to relax, to sink, to let go under pressure and under tension. But within myself, what I feel is I just want to flex, I want to tense up, I want to hold myself tense, for I feel and I know that it's going to be easier for me to pull through the last 5 minutes this way, and that if I do it in this tensed up state and in this tense up way, I will feel less challenged within myself physically and mentally, and the remaining 5 minutes will be a lot hell easier. But then I decide to honor my self-honest understanding that the governing or an important principle of this exercise is to bring myself back into and hold myself in a state of relaxing, sinking, and letting go, even and especially while under physical tension and pressure when, for example, let's say lactic acid starts building up in my thigh muscles, as an example. Or my shoulders and my arms start becoming really tired from holding them statically in midair for this whole time, and it feels like they just want to drop, and then they start tensing more and more to hold up the position physically. So to, in that moment, to honor the principles and the teachings that I follow and what I know and what I understand and have learned and realized self-honestly, and which is now my self-honesty in my knowing. And so I breathe, I center myself, and inside my body, and I push myself within myself to hold me in my being, in my person, if you will, stable. Then I emphasize inside me and focus on the quality and the application of relaxing, of sinking and letting go of the emotional and feeling reactions of tension, anger, irritation, what else comes up? Despair, whining, complaining, wanting to give up, self-defeat, judgment, inner backchat or inner chit-chat of wanting to just give up, thoughts and backchats of nastiness towards myself and the exercise, and anger towards me and the exercise, all thoughts of such nature and so on. I let go, I relax, I breathe, I don't allow and accept them to govern me and govern this moment and for me to give into them. And I actively instead apply the action of sinking, relaxing, and letting go within being tense, within the state of it feeling physically and in my being, in my person, in my mind, of being tense and shaky, and where it feels like I and my body and my mind are just so unstable right now. But they are not. I am not. It's in fact my reactions from my mind that are like a filter. And they make it seem like that only. But it's not in fact that state. And then I breathe and I focus on the principles instead, on the qualities instead, and the applications of those principles of sinking, relaxing, and letting go under pressure and under tension in this example. And I remain like that for the last 5 minutes in the Tai Chi position, focusing on deliberately relaxing, letting go, and sinking till it's over, till I'm done with the exercise, the last 5 minutes of this example. And that right there is also training. It is me training myself, training my person, training my being. And through that, training myself, being an example, and so showing by example to my body and to my mind the new approach, the new response, and the new relationship that I want to have towards, let's say, tension and pressure and hardship, difficulties, and something just being challenging physically or mentally. And I am practicing over and over till it becomes integrated and till it becomes the new relationship that I have. And this, in fact, I am programming myself new, if you will, actively in my own directive way, where I decide how I would like to program myself and be like towards something or someone. And obviously this training, this concept, this expression, this action of training has nothing to do with martial arts only. It is not a martial arts quality necessarily. Its origin is not martial arts or fitness or sports. It is not owned by those things. I find that this, the training, that this is a nature of life. It is to live, that the nature of life, in my understanding so far, is to live. And training is practice, is application, is doing, and thus applying, practicing, and doing is living, is the application, the expression the practicality of living and what it means to live. And in this sense, to train is to live, and to live is to train. That training is living, as practice, as application, as doing, in this sense and understanding, touches every part of our lives, inside the gym, inside the martial arts class, but most importantly, in so many ways outside of it all. It is here in every moment of our daily living. And so we have to train daily. For to train daily is to live daily actively on our own terms and our own principles. And to do that is the process of self-creation. And otherwise, we are always only products of someone else's plan, while there is lots of room still to create our own plan and create ourselves and our own life while still being in this world, in this limited world, if you will, that is governed currently by certain universal but also man-made laws and constraints. That there is still a lot of room for self-creation, for living on our own terms and being and doing and living in a way that is the best for us, and to bring out the best of us, to create the best of us as a person that we potentially have and could be in this lifetime. And so I would say, let's train well and let's live well daily and never skip a day, for training is far more than just exercise of for example, martial arts training or fitness or sports or something else. So much more. It is everyday living and how we live towards something or someone. So let's train well. Let's live well. Thank you. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Martial Art of Self podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. For more information about the Martial Art of Self, please visit martialartofself.com.